Dong Jung, a college student from Korea, shops at Lotte Plaza, an Asian supermarket in Baltimore, Maryland.
It's been 5 years ago, and I miss a lot of Korean food and Asian food every day, so I come here.
Han Kim has been in the U.S. more than 30 years.
I still miss a lot of Korean food. I really liked it. When I came here first time, like 1968, price was really expensive, not many stores. Now there's a really cheap and a lot of competitive stores. We really liked it.
This is the warehouse of Ree Brothers Incorporated, an Asian food wholesaler and distributor based in Columbia, Maryland. Seungmon Ree, a Korean immigrant, is the founder.
I started 1976. Small wholesaler in Silver Spring, Maryland. But after that, I moved to this warehouse. This main warehouse is 165,000 square foot. Another extra three warehouses around here. All together, maybe 350,000 square foot.
Ree Brothers has 9 retail stores called ASI or Lotte Plaza, and it also distributes to 1,500 supermarkets across the U.S. Many of its 10,000 items are imported, but it has its own brands too. This year, Ree Brothers expects $500 million in revenue. But the competition is fierce. Just in the Washington suburban area, there are several chain stores such as Super H Mart, Hanadum, Grand Mart, Global Market, and Lotte. There's been a demographic sea change. The Asian and Pacific Islanders population in the U.S. increased from 3.7 million in 1980 to 13 million in 2004, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The grocery chains cater to South Asians like these customers from India and Pakistan.
You know, there are a variety of fresh vegetables which I can't get anywhere else. And the assorted, ethnic food that I can find here.
Most of the seafood we buy from here, we cannot find in American stores. Some grocery like our Eastern food, we buy from here.
The general American public is also exploring new tastes.
They have a big selection of things I don't know about, so I'm going to learn about them because it's healthy and tastes good.
Even mainstream supermarket chains dedicate more shelf space to ethnic foods. Barry Scher is Vice President of Public Affairs for Giant Foods Incorporated.
The growth of ethnic foods in our stores has been phenomenal. Even 5 years ago, we had nowhere near the various wide variety of products that we sell in our stores today.
The market for Asian food is expected to continue to grow in the United States as Asian Americans spend their own dollars on the food they like and change the palates of their fellow Americans. Crystal Park, VOA News.